You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi, welcome to the podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Lissy.
And we're backstage at the I Love Student Radio Awards, supported by Communicorp UK.
In a minute, we're going to be chatting to Polly, Matt and Grant from Capital South Wales.
To be honest, personally, I get really a little bit jealous of the students because none of us were student radio people at all. So when you come to these events, they're always just so amazing. You just get a bit like, oh, I wish I was part of this. So it's nice to be here and be involved in a little way, I suppose.
And has anyone in particular caught your eye this evening? Have you seen any students that you're like, oh, they're going to be one to watch?
I think like the whole room got something to give, to be honest. I mean, they're all kind of working hard and kind of every day they're doing the thing and sending demos out and stuff. And I think everyone's kind of who's in that room on shortlists and things have got something to offer. So not only the winners are they someone to watch out for, but everyone on every shortlist, really.
I know who I like. There was the voice of the awards. It was the girl. She's like, welcome to the Student Radio Awards. She's great.
She's after your job.
I know, so I was a little bit like,
competition,
oh, she's
Polly.
She's pretty good.
You are doing my head in a little bit on the show at the moment, so we can swap you, leave you here in Exeter and take that girl with us.
Okay. I'm Arthur Fane from Expression FM.
I'm Izzy Panias from Livewire.
And you guys have just won Voice of the Awards for SRA Awards for 2015. How's it feel?
Pretty overwhelming, to be honest. I wasn't expecting it at all.
Absolutely mad. When I came up on the screen and I... Shock. Shock is the only word I can use to describe it.
Hi, I'm Sam Hall, otherwise known as DJ Goldie Rocks, presenter of the global show The Selector.
And I'm Phil Catchpole from the British Council, the programme manager for The Selector.
And so for those people that don't know, could you tell us a little bit about what the SRA Selector is?
Yeah, of course. It's our radio show that we syndicate all over the world. It comes in a kit form. In the UK, we give it to 6 universities every year to present their own version on their own university radio stations. They get training from Folded Wing, our production partner, and we pick the person who does the best job with the show overall, and then they get to go and work at our university station in Mexico City as the prize.
Ross, how does it feel to have won the SRA Selector this year?
Oh my gosh, it feels so amazing to win this year's SRA Selector. I cannot actually believe that I've won. I've got the whole world. I'm about to graduate and I've got the whole world ahead of me, and winning this has just put me in such a good place.
Well, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you so much.
I'm Jack Clariman. I'm the station manager for CSR. The award that's just been won is the Outstanding Contribution to a Student Radio Station, which our tech manager, Aaron Cross, has won.
And you nominated him for this award. Why do you think he was a worthy winner this evening?
Aaron is unbelievable. He has two studios to look after, not just one. And there's been, unfortunately, a lack of tech volunteers this year at CSR, so he's really had to run it himself, and it's been incredible. And as station manager, I really could not have done it without Aaron, and he runs the station way more than I do.
So, Sam, how does it feel to have won Region of the Year?
Amazing. Really good. We've come so far in this last year as a region. And as I said on the stage just earlier, it's a collaborative effort between the stations and the states, particularly station managers and me, because really it's all about them and what I can do to help them. And together we just managed to do some really good training days. Shout out to the stations for helping me organise the training days, because that's one of the hardest bits. Raised like a ridiculous amount of money, like it was over 15 grand for the whole region, just out of charity events. It's ecstatic. I haven't got really much words.
I'm from Expression FM, not Express Radio. I'm just collecting on behalf of the team who couldn't make it this week. But Bethan, she sent me a message. She's really chuffed to have won, and she's ecstatic.
Hello, I'm Rachel Cribbin, and we've won the Best Outreach Project with our Youth Academy project.
And what does the Best Outreach Project mean? What did you do to win the awards?
We basically started up this programme which trains anyone aged 11 to 17 in all like a variety of radio skills, and just reached out to local schools and kids that might have dropped out of school when they were 16.
I'm Ryan Frussell. I've just won Committee Member of the Year, and I'm from Nerve Radio in Bournemouth.
So you give a lot of time, obviously, to the position. Why do you think that you won the award this evening?
I was nominated by Deputy Station Manager Jason, I believe. This year, I was the only one who had to completely build a brand new committee. After last year, everyone moved on. No one knew each other, and we've had a lot of hard work to do. We had to move into a new station, new studios. We had a lot of technical difficulties to rebuild, everything like that. And I mean, everything's just come through fantastically. And
to get in contact with us, tweet @SRA.